This summer, the advocacy group Disability Rights Wisconsin said, although legal, it's not right. Thousands of people with physical and developmental difficulties don't make minimum wage. Many are in training positions before entering the community workforce, others the private sector. These employment programs are part of family care, which keeps the elderly in their home and gets disabled persons jobs. These very different goals fall under one roof, the Department of Health Services. That doesn't make sense to Tom Cook. He's director of rehabilitation for Wisconsin in Action. He says the Department of Workforce Development should have oversight over disabled employment.
One of the criticisms has been is that we don't do enough in support of employment. Well, we do as much as there is available funding for. We'd like to do more. We think this is a way to do more.
Governor Walker recently announced a cap on the popular family care program would be lifted. A month earlier, the federal government said no to state attempts at limiting participation to save money. Family care is currently in 57 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.